looks like another nice morning today.
But goodness, the critters certainly have been chatty. More chatty than I've ever heard them before, actually. Whatever it is, it certainly has them excited. But if it were something dangerous, they would be sounding alarmed. I guess I'll just have to start asking them. You can never get a straight answer out of those little ones, though. They always see things from different perspectives, and so they always describe things from different perspectives. Oh well. Maybe I'll ask the squirrels.
Excuse me, little ones. Good morning. Could you perhaps tell me what all this morning chatter is about?
A large beast? On the ground near the edge of the forest. Can you describe what it looked like? Huh? A tall beast that is moving tree branches and tree trunks? It almost sounds like a...
Hey, wait, come back!
Squirrels. They couldn't have really meant a human though, could they? Humans can't come to this forest, it's protected by magic. I should go check, just to be sure. All right. Bag, bow, arrows. I think I have everything.
Excuse me, birds. Could you lead me to this beast you've all been speaking of?
Oh, thank you. I'll be following right behind you. I hope it isn't actually something dangerous. I'm good with arrows, but I'm a terrible fighter. But it's my duty to protect this part of the forest. So I'll just have to do what I can. I think I see it ahead, but it doesn't look like any forest beast I've ever seen. It's not moving, so it should be safe to get a closer look.
So it was a human!
Oh no, he looks sickly, and his leg is hurt too. Thank goodness, he's still breathing, but he's weak, and he's not moving. Hello? Human? Can you hear me? Oh, he really isn't well. He must be unconscious with a fever. There's no way he'll survive the night if I leave him here. I'll have to take him back to my home.